flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Media Row in New Orleans. And right now, we bring to you senior ESPN writer, NBA insider. It is Ramona Shelburne. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Still a little shook.
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense.
Hurt right now, Ramona.
It's been, you know, it's been less than 48 hours, so we're still making it. And I'm sure for you, this is... You know, it's always a busy time, especially around the trade deadline. But we're not crazy in thinking this trade is different than most any trade deadline ever, right?
No, you're not crazy. This was a wild one. Like, I think, you know, I was on Around the Horn yesterday with Tim Kalishaw, and he held up the Dallas Morning News. It was like, he was ours.
Yes.
I get it. I mean, look. The only way they could have traded Luka Doncic is by keeping it completely secret, because I think everybody involved knew that if you even breathe a word of trading Luka Doncic, people are going to freak out. Like, they're going to yell and scream and cry. And what are they doing? There's like a memorial for him outside the stadium, right? I mean, they're
yes. Yes.
And so, like, even if the idea of trading him, even if that idea of trading him even got out, I don't think it would have happened.
I knew it was a big deal. You mentioned the newspaper. I knew it was a big deal because my mom texted me and said, hey, I got a copy of the newspaper in case you need it for the future. And I was like, yeah, Mom, let's go. Yeah. So when you talk about that, he was ours. Now, I we can dip back into that, and I definitely want to, but what is to go in the next 48 hours? Because we've still got Jimmy Butler. I know there's been rumblings about maybe Kevin Durant. There's always rumblings about the Warriors. Is Dallas going to do something else? The Lakers have no bigs. Like, what are we anticipating in the next 48 hours or so?
So I think the Lakers are going to try to get a big. Now it's just going to be what quality of big are they going to get, right? Are they going to do somebody who makes, who's kind of a backup right now? Like, the Suns did a minor deal for Nick Richards a couple weeks ago. He's actually been really good for them. You know, he was the backup center in Charlotte, right? Are they going to get something like that, where somebody who's not really playing in a spot where they are, or are they going to take a big swing and go after a Miles Turner or, somebody who's if they do Walker Kessler, obviously that's going to be a big deal. He's not a big name, but he's a really good player, and he's young, and I think he would command a lot. So I think the Lakers obviously need someone to replace Anthony Davis, but the Mavericks, I think, are probably more in the buyout market. They need another ball handler. You know, you had one of the greatest ball handlers of all time. You traded him.
You don't have to laugh at us about that.
It's like you're rubbing it in a little bit.
It's hard to digest, right? But I think they'll get something. Like, look at somebody like Lonzo Ball, maybe, where if they can't find a trade for him, he might get bought out in Chicago. He'd be a really good fit there in Dallas. He makes too much money to be traded right now, right? Guys who make $20 million, it's hard to find a salary to match that. I think the Mavericks will do something more like that. So they're not done, but Jimmy's the guy that I think we're all watching. Obviously, Kevin Durant. I still am not convinced that they're going to trade him. He hasn't asked for a trade. And the only reason to move him is if you think he might either ask for a trade or not re-sign there. But I would say that's unlikely, just because, you know, the owner there took such a big swing to get him in the first place. So, you know, look, there's some other really big dominoes that could fall, but there's nothing like this Luka Doncic trade. That's the only trade that I can remember that was as stunning and shocking was probably the Chris Paul trade in 2011 after the lockout. Remember when he got traded to the Lakers and then David Stern vetoed it, and there was this whole drawn out saga. Like, you know, I guess it had sort of gotten out that he had asked for a trade in New Orleans, but it wasn't as widely known as it is now in social media, right? I think it was a quiet ask. And so I think, like, this one, I got to be honest, guys. Like, I've never seen a superstar at Luka's age be in his prime, you know, with as good of a relationship as he had with a fan base, like, traded like this.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts to us as well. The other thing, though, Nico Harrison didn't make any friends amongst his cohorts by doing this the way that he did it, did he?
No, but like that's the only way he could have done it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that, look, he's not dumb. He knew what he was doing. He knew that he was going to get killed. Like, you have to know that when you're going to do this trade, and you have to believe in this so much that you're willing to get killed. Do you see that? You know what I mean? Like I give people credit when the Kings, when they fired Mike Brown, no one did a press conference. And I was like, look, you know, what's the opening scene of Game of Thrones? You guys watch that show?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, remember the opening scene of the first episode where, like, somebody says, like, if you're the king and you're going to, you know, cut someone's head off, you do it yourself. You don't get somebody else to do it for you.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm like, if you're, I respect people who put their name on it, who, like, Nico Harrison knew that train might go down on Saturday, and he flew from Dallas to Cleveland knowing, like, I better be there. I better be there to stand up and, you know, answer for this. You may not like my answers. You know, I think it was a little bit of an uncomfortable press conference, right? Like, you know, but at least he put his name in his face. He wore it, you know, like that takes a lot of guts to one, swing your sword like that, and two, stand up there and answer for it. And then three, say, look, we're not going to know if I'm right for years.
Well,
there's no exoneration coming. I guess maybe they could win this year with AD and Kyrie and stuff. I actually think they're going to be a damn good team. AD's really good, guys. Like, I watch him a lot because I live in Los Angeles. And when he's healthy, and up until this abdominal injury, he had played in 41 to 44 games this year. Like, he's been much more available this year. And the guy who knows him best is Jason Kidd, because he was here when they won a championship in 2020. He was the associate head coach. And so, like, AD is a monster defensively, and he was having his best offensive season in a long time. So I think, like, people are kind of missing that part of this trade. Like, you know, I heard Bill Simmons the other day on his podcast talking about it, and he's absolutely right. Like, if you're Nico and you, I don't think Jay Kidd was directly involved in saying, are we going to trade Luka? But I think they talk enough that they were aligned in how they felt about, you know, the Supermax going forward, et cetera. And I think if you're Nico and you say, all right, if we're going to have to pick our trade and our trade partner, and that's it. If we can't shop him, we can't call seven people, because that'll get out. That'll get back to Luka. Then you poison your relationship with the guy. Your fans, you know, understandably are going to be mad. And it's kind of, you know, if you do that, it's not going to happen. And so you have to pick your trade. You have to pick the star you're going to get back. Okay. So if you call San Antonio for Wendy, they're going to say no. If you call Milwaukee for Giannis, they're probably saying no. Denver for Jokic. So what level of star and what kind of star could you call to get back? And if you're looking to upgrade your defense, I mean, I would name the targets I would name. If you're saying, I want a defensive-minded big man, I would probably call Milwaukee against, for Giannis, because obviously there's a history with Jay Kidd. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're ready to move him. You know, I don't think they will ever want to move him, but that's worth a call because of his contract situation and his age. I would probably call Miami about Bam Adebayo. I'd call LA about AD. But who else would you put in this category that you'd even call and say, this is our target? That's good enough to call at this level. I don't know. I mean, maybe Bancaro in Orlando. I mean, that's probably, those are, he's not a defensive-minded big man, but he's of this caliber of players. But, you know, I know what people are saying. You know, I don't think Boston's moving Jaylen Brown right now. That's too early to call on him. So even though it's a stunning, crazy trade, even the idea of trading Luka is hard to wrap your head around. I'm still not there, okay? You guys will probably never be there. I think they actually, like, AD is going to be good for them.
Well, using the Game of Thrones analogy, I'm still at the end of season 1, episode 9, and where Ned got his head cut off. That's where I'm feeling right now. Yeah. I hope that makes sense.
Like, when you swing your sword, you also know somebody might swing their sword on you, you know? And, like, that's the Game of Thrones. And, like, I kind of admire somebody with guts like that. That's why you don't see trades like this very often, because mostly – nobody has guts like this. Nobody wants to take a risk this big. It's if it works out, it's going to take years for people to credit you. If it doesn't work out, you're probably getting fired.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so very few people have the guts to do that in this world, and we'll see if he's right. I'm sorry you guys have to live through this period where you have to see if he's right.
But
if you're looking, you know, because I know what that is for a fan base. I know. It's like, That's like, I was here in Los Angeles when the Dodgers traded, like, Mike Piazza. I remember when Fox bought the Dodgers, and they traded away all of their popular good young players, and everybody in L.A. was just, like, really upset, and we just got so mad at the ownership. Well, how can you trade Mike Piazza? Like, oh, he was the guy, right? And I was like, I get it. I lived through that as a kid, you know? Like, I just feel like all the little kids wearing 77 jerseys. I was there last year at the finals. Everybody's wearing 77 jerseys. Like, it's a tough time to be a Mavs fan. But he's a basketball guy. He's had a front row seat for some of the greatest players in NBA history. And for whatever reason, which Tim McMahon and I wrote a whole long story. They don't believe in the long term viability of Luka. They just, like, clearly they don't think he's the same as those guys.
Well, Ramona, thank you so much for the time and all the information. We really appreciate it.
And, Ramona, you can enjoy your $540 million baseball team this year.
You know what, though? Like, here's what I'll say about the Dodgers. Look, those guys, the Guggenheim guys, they made their money in insurance. What does insurance do? they defer money. Like, they pay, mm-hmm. You put a little in the pot for now, and you pay it off later over time. Like, you let the market grow it. Like, it's actually... like, if you can learn from that business model, it's pretty interesting. Like, I feel like they got ahead of something, and now everyone's going to do it.
Oh, we're jealous of the business model, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm jealous. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
There you go, Ramona Shelburne right here on 105.3 The Fan. And I think coming up at noon...
She's very flippant about her emotions, Kevin.
But I think she gets it.
No, she does.
But I think at noon I do kind of want to dive into, like, the basketball aspects of AD and Max Christie. And you just brought it up. I know Anthony Davis is out. Is it tonight?
Yeah, he's out tonight.
But he could be back.
Good game. Who are they playing?
He could be back for Boston or Houston.
Houston.
So that's what he's saying right now.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Which is kind of the same schedule that Luka was on for his return, and apparently the Lakers presser is happening. And
Luka said he's going to take the high road, but he also said it's a huge motivation that people are talking about his weight.
Well, and, like, supposedly people have been flooding us with reactions to that. It's like he might have been rolling his eyes when Nico got brought up. Another person said he looks crushingly sad this press conference. So there's a lot of stuff
happening. He doesn't hate where he is. He just hates the way that it happened.
Yeah.
Like, and I totally get that.
Maybe he hasn't had lunch yet.
God. I know I feel better after eating part of that
think
sandwich.
Think about how upset we are when we're hungry.
Yeah, dude, after school, Lucy is terrible until she gets a snack.
So this is like a Snickers commercial.
Yeah.
And they just give him a Snickers, and he's like, you know what? We're going to win a damn championship.
He's a little bitty Joe Pesci running around punching everybody.